But Sadie, what was taking the ministers so long to write those evil decrees against the Jews? Were the Jews doing something to mess up the Tsar's plans?
Ah, aren't you a smart boy, Tully? Of course, the Jews didn't just wait around and do nothing. They tried to spoil Nikolai's wicked plans in their own way.
We'll write a decree for the Jews tonight. We will do what is right. We will write a decree against the Jews. Ho ho! They've got no clues. Those Jews, that's the news. We'll write a decree very cruelly. We will write a decree against the Jews.
Psst! Minister. Minister Brestovich. Come here. I have something for you here.
Eh? What? What? What do you want? What do you have for me? What is it?
Shh! It's private. I can't tell you out loud. Psst! Come into this alley.
I'm not going in there. You expect me to go? You want me to go? What is that? An envelope.
It's for you, Minister. Special delivery. It's for you. Here. Take it.
I'm not going. No harm looking, I suppose.
Open it. Open it quickly.
Open it. 5,000 rubles. That's a substantial sum.
It's for you, Minister. It's for you. The Jews must be protected. There's more where that came from.
Oh, of course, of course. Of course, the Jews must be protected. Of course, definitely. Of course, the Jews must be protected.
Psst. Don't tell anyone where it came from. There's more. Much, much more.
Oh, of course, I wouldn't say a word. I wouldn't breathe a word of it. Don't, you don't have to worry about me.
Good. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, of course. I like the Jews, yes. That's the news. I really like the Jews. Oh, I love to schmooze about how much I like the Jews. The Jews must be protected from being subjected and selected from an evil decree. It won't happen. No, free. Not if it's up to me. I will always sing, save the Jews from the king, as long as the rubles they do bring. La, la, la. Yes, I got to make a king.
Oh, Zadie! Did Tsar Nikolai ever catch on? Did he figure out what the Jews were doing to his ministers?
Ho, ho! After a while, he began to get very suspicious.
Volkov, come here at once. I'm certain that those Jews are bribing my minister to thwart my plans, to thwart my decrees against them.
How can His Majesty be sure of this?
Because each time I'm about to issue a new decree against the Jews, suddenly all my ministers are wearing new coats and boots and riding new coaches.
Perhaps this is a coincidence, Your Excellency.
Ha! Knowing those Jews, I doubt it. By the way, Volkov, I noticed that you two are wearing a new coat and new boots. Very interesting. Where did you get the money for them?
That was a present from my mother-in-law, Your Excellency.
Your mother-in-law? Volkov, I didn't know you were married. Aren't you single?
My future mother-in-law, Your Excellency.
Your future mother-in-law.
So, Zadie, it sounds like Baruch Hashem, the Jews knew how to take care of themselves.